This email has a spoken voice narrative audio in OGF format here. 24 minutes audio playtime. https://fathalades.project.fuckeduphuman.net Web meme space container location of the @GruWhip network dash used in patapop/reconciliation binding. Considered temporary affix to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash partnership slash true evolution dash ink slash true evolution dash Laura dash Alvarez dash CC Futilades project org. I'm not sure where to schedule this with true evolution. They are housing benefits I do believe. I qualify to have my security deposit paid at the beginning term of a tenancy for full market rentals. Eric was questioning why I don't have a lot of savings. It's not like I need rent-free housing, although that would help through legacy. What would be a dream come true is to fix this. I am looking at a studio apartment for $875 in San Bernardino. The listing is at apartments.com for 200 sq ft studio. As I explained to Eric, I have been blackballed from services at the local AIDS service organization point of entry. It has made me take my extra funds every month and get a motel room to seek out and network with like-minded persons that can handle that I am a targeted individual of gang stalking. A crime with a victim. https://www.mylawquestions.com/with-is-gang-stalking-htm-match-media-subjects-hashtag-eagle-vignette My law questions. Criminal fact checked. What is gang stalking? Margaret Lippman. By Margaret Lippman. Updated, the 4th of June, 2024. Views, 83,065. I'm getting to be older and really answering shared housing options for me is change-alleging to know that I am allowing the haters at Futilades Project to win if I am stuck all month long in a room and board facility with no step out. So, we have an option to pay my first month's rental costs that I qualify for, right? Also, there are provisions in the Ryan White Care Act to fund special projects as far as access to housing placement is concerned. If I recall correctly, the Inland Empire is funded in type G or H and is exactly the same coded funding level as Denver, Colorado. Shall I get the links for the Ryan White Care Act? Specifically on banning or reprimanding a client from services, there is no such thing as a lifetime ban on suspension of services, if any it's a 6-month time period. I have effectively been excommunicated by Futilades Project and its partners since the beginning of this conflict of special interests conflict arisen out of a client's need to maintain family connections in my hometown of San Bernardino where, Aaron Jacobson on the HIV panel in San Bernardino once wrote in Google Reviews, previously shared. This share has a twist. https://fathaladesproject.fuckeduphuman.net Web meme space container location of the @GruWhip network dash used in patapop/reconciliation binding. Considered temporary affix to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash Google Reviews dash Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino PENG. Image of Google Review attached. Transcribed into text by Lens. Link to direct Google Reviews URL. Futile AIDS Project. 670 N Arrowhead Avenue, Suite A-B, San Bernardino, CA. 3.0. 2 reviews. Aaron Jacobson. Local Guide. 1 review. 11 months ago dash. This agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. 4. Now the letter that corresponds to the care I received in 2007 I was questioning. https://fathaladesproject.fuckeduphuman.net Web meme space container location of the @GruWhip network dash used in patapop/reconciliation binding. Considered temporary affixed to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash mental health advocacy letter Jan 2007 JPG. As we write, Aaron Jacobson has revised his review and on a laptop slash desktop web interface can be accessed at this link. https://fathaladesproject.fuckeduphuman.net Web meme space container location of the at Gruwip network dash used in Patapo piece slash reconciliation binding. Considered temporary affixed to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash %23c also %5b Google review %5/. Why wouldn't entire civil society ignore or worst yet block me from all social media everywhere? http://dr.sohanjeet-singh-vasi-m.fuckeduphuman.life Web meme space container location of the at Gruwip network dash used in Patapo piece slash reconciliation binding. Considered temporary affixed to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash. This begins with a fax that never was confirmed received. The doctor at Borrego Health, what happened there? https://dr-eric-timoney-shigena.fuckeduphuman.net Web meme space container location of the at Gruwip network dash used in Patapo piece slash reconciliation binding. Considered temporary affixed to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash vittles.com dash review slash. Foothill AIDS Project is one of your partners. Jennifer Bream from 2017 no longer works there. Time for this situation to find a remedy. From the Mental Health Advocacy Letter. FAP. FAP San Bernardino 362 Orange Shell Lane, San Bernardino, CA 92,408-9089-884-2732F909-884-2732 Website, http://fapinfo.org. The 23rd of January, 2007. To whom it may concern. Mr. James Driscoll has been a client of mine for individual psychotherapy since the 30th of October, 2006. He has been attending Foothill AIDS Projects, FAP, Living Well with HIV/AIDS Men's Support Group on a weekly basis since September 2006. He was self-referred for individual psychotherapy. Mr. Driscoll sought treatment for a high level of stress and anxiety primarily regarding his housing situation. He became homeless in Oakland earlier in 2006 and is currently residing with his family and extended family in San Bernardino. In addition to his unresolved eviction in Oakland, he was not able to secure immediate housing through the AIDS housing program in San Bernardino County due to waiting period for each new applicant. These events resulted in Mr. Driscoll experiencing a high level of anger and frustration. While in both settings of therapy, men's support group or individual psychotherapy, Mr. Driscoll accepts the fact that he has an upfront, in-your-face style of confrontation. The men and I have come to realize that his style is primarily a reaction to his extreme level of frustration and we have learned not to be put off by his style. In these affirming settings he has learned to modify his style of confrontation which should continue to improve. I have also been impressed with how Mr. Driscoll has sought out resources on how to understand and to cope more effectively while experiencing an almost complete lack of support from agencies and individuals. One such resource was the book Please Understand Me, Character and Temperament Types, Kiersey, Davis and Bates, Marilyn. His mental health and HIV health status were both clinically affected by his housing crisis in Oakland and here in San Bernardino. He is currently responding well to the treatments and his prognosis is good. However, I believe that until there is an appropriate resolution, he wants an absolution of his housing conflicts, he will remain in a vulnerable state regarding his overall HIV and mental health status. Sincerely, Howard's, MD Howard W. Newsom Fon. Psi-8868. E-mail, howard@fipinfo.org. On Monday, the 19th of August, 2024, 1:16 p.m. Laura Alvarez and LT, Laura at TrueVolution Organ GT, wrote, "Hello Martin. I am happy to hear that you were able to complete an interview. If you are interested in non-medical case management services with True Evolution, that is something that we can offer to you outside of our housing department. If that is something you are interested in, please let me know. Non-medical case management sessions are scheduled with me. Have a great day." Laura Alvarez-LauraA@truevolution.org. Laura Alvarez, /her. Case coordinator. Phone, 951-888-1346 108. Email, laura@truevolution.org. Website, trueevolution.org. Our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter, our LinkedIn, our newsletter. True Evolution Incorporated-truevolution.org. Important: the contents of this email and any attachments are confidential. They are intended for the named recipient, S, only. If you have received this email by mistake, please notify the sender immediately and do not disclose the contents to anyone or make copies thereof. On Saturday, the 17th of August, 2024 at 12:33 p.m. James Driscoll and LT, in the mindway at gmail.com and GT, wrote, "Eric Jackson and I had an interview the other day. He is going to place me on the Hopwell listing as well. Keep me close to your housing project. Thank you for letting them know email works best for me. -Martin." On Tuesday, the 13th of August, 2024, 2:13 p.m. Laura Alvarez and LT, Laura at TrueVolution Organ GT, wrote, "Hello James. I hope all is well. I have notified the housing department that email is the best form of communication for you. Please confirm with me once contacted with housing that communication has been received. Best regards. Laura Alvarez-LauraA@truevolution.org. Laura Alvarez, /her. Case coordinator. Phone, 951-888-1346 108. Email, laura@truevolution.org. Website, trueevolution.org. Our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter, our LinkedIn, our newsletter. True Evolution Incorporated-truevolution.org. Important: the contents of this email and any attachments are confidential. They are intended for the named recipient, S, only. If you have received this email by mistake, please notify the sender immediately and do not disclose the contents to anyone or make copies thereof. On Sunday, the 11th of August, 2024 at 4:38 p.m. James Driscoll and LT, in the mindway at gmail.com and GT, wrote, "I called Curtis back on Friday. He did not return my call yet. I have a doctor's appointment on Monday afternoon. I probably miss calls while I am out away from home. I have noticed that I have a slight hearing loss going on. I really do not like using my phone that much because of this hearing loss. I will get through. You said that housing would reach out an email. So far your returned email has been the only email I've gotten interface to True Evolution." On Wednesday, the 7th of August, 2024, 9:51 a.m. Laura Alvarez and LT, Laura at TrueVolution Organ GT, wrote, "Good morning James. I called to inform you that our housing department had been trying to get to hold of you. They called on separate occasions and were unable to get to hold of you. I wanted to confirm your interest in Project Legacy. Please let me know so I can provide an update to them. Best regards. Laura Alvarez-LauraA@truevolution.org. Laura Alvarez, /her. Housing case coordinator. Phone, 951-888-1346 108. Email, laura@truevolution.org. Website, trueevolution.org. Our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter, our LinkedIn, our newsletter. True Evolution Incorporated - Truevolution Org. Important: the contents of this email and any attachments are confidential. They are intended for the named recipient, S, only. If you have received this email by mistake, please notify the sender immediately and do not disclose the contents to anyone or make copies thereof. On Friday, the 2nd of August, 2024 at 11:58 a.m. James Driscoll and LT, in the mindway at gmail.com and GT, wrote, Laura. No one has contacted me and left a voicemail, nor does it seem there is an email from someone at True Evolution regarding availability of what I think you called your legacy project. I've been waiting almost a full year. November would be when I first applied for your services. Something is wrong. Is there a problem with me in general that I am being singled out against having ability to have services there? I ask because one of your partners' Fertile AIDS project has placed me on a lifetime ban against services. Based on a lie that occurred between their office staff, that staff member is no longer there. Not to mention my HIV doctor, I attempted to get involved. Quite remarkable, is it, that no one can actually respect what happened was not my fault when there was a long-standing Google review from Aaron Jacobson, who is a member of the HIV Planning Council, which stated, see image attached, Fertile AIDS Project, 670N Arrowhead Avenue, Suite A-B, San Bernardino, CA, 3.0. Two reviews. Aaron Jacobson, Local Guide. One review. 11 months ago - this agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. Since then, Mr. Jacobson has to revise his Google to a more reconciliatory tone, basically welcoming the new staff turnover at Fertile AIDS Project. And still they won't see the light and budge to support a client that did not break any laws in the first place. It was all them, and the remnants of the breakage and damages go to their partnership with Borrego Health. The laws were broken by staff in my local AIDS service agency and my doctor's office at Borrego Health in San Bernardino. My doctor would not have a discussion about a matter involving the quality of care that I was receiving. Match Media subjects # HIV and treatable has been labeled across social media for me trying to right a wrong done onto me. https://www.google.com/suckq=%23HIV-untreatable. Borrego Health's clinic still is carleting dust on the inside and weeds in the outside since they were raided by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. About standards. Did you know that on our information society's most professional network called LinkedIn? What is wrong with the word fuck? Absolutely nothing. Here are some real LinkedIn company names with that word, do think? Such examples include, but not limited to, fuck cancer at https://www.linkedin.com/company/fuck-cancer/about/fuck-year-astrophysics@https://www.linkedin.com/company/fuck-year-astrophysics/about/fuck-racism at https://www.linkedin.com/company/fuck-racism/ms simple messaging system /about/and-fucked-up-design at https://www.linkedin.com/company/fuck-up-design/. Furthermore, each of these cited examples of companies above each having similarly existing web presence internet domains accessible matching their namesake, but of course, such as http://fuckcancerorg and http://fuckyourastrophysics.com. A non-profit example, and a .com example. These are real in operation company names with the fuck word sitting exposed to the professional world. There are other companies you can search for. See attached image. This page originally placed to vitals.com doctor reviews. The URL is valid. What happened between the doctor and myself? http://dr-eric-timoney-shigenid@fuckeduphuman.net Web meme space container location of the at group web network dash used in patapop/reconciliation binding. Considered temporary affix to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash Mark Twain plus slash vitals.com dash review slash. This page has a spoken voice narrative audio and a media player at the top of the page. Press play if the audio does not autoplay. https://www.beckerhospitalreview.com/financer/from-and-fb-raid-to-bankruptcy-a-timeline-of-borrego-health-s-troubles-html. Financial management. From an FBI raid to bankruptcy, a timeline of Borrego Health's troubles. Andrew Kaz Wednesday, the 14th of September, 2022. The Borrego Community Health Foundation filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after receiving a notification from the California Health and Human Services that payments for Borrego Health Medi-Cal services will be suspended the 29th of September. Here are the issues the organization has faced over the past 2 years. The 20th of October, 2020, state and federal agents raid the offices of Borrego Health, a Borrego Springs, Calif-based federally qualified health center. Dozens of agents seize computers and medical records and interview employees at three Borrego Health locations. Agents also search the headquarters of Premier Healthcare Management, which provides billing and other management services to Borrego Health. The raids come months after the Borrego Sun published a series of articles scrutinizing Borrego Health's medical services, management practices, governance structure and business practices. The reports found that more than 220 employees at the organization are paid more than $100,000 per year and that it paid its former CEO, Bruce Hebbets, who died of cancer, a $1.9 million retirement gift. CAD. https://mellingoffwoodscadco. Meaning of words, make the world a better place. Match media subjects hashtag HIV and treatable. Make the world a better place save my life, dash. I have no HIV, doctor provider care since March 2019 because. Shameful that true evolution is sticking to the same discriminatory tone as Footalade's project is. Thank you for reading. Sincerely. James Martin Driscoll. I am a victim and targeted individual of gang stalking also known as mobbing. https://www.mylawquestions.com/with-is-gang-stalking-htm. Mobbing, as a sociological term, refers either to bullying in any context, or specifically to that within the workplace, especially when perpetrated by a group rather than an individual. https://inwikipedia.org/wiki. Mobbing-Wikipedia. Retaliatory actions against me for just wanting to have a discussion with my HIV regarding quality and standards of care that I had been receiving. Boy oh boy do we have skeletons to hide. On Monday, the 15th of July, 2024, 10:25 a.m. James Driscoll and LT, in the mindway at gmail.com and GT, wrote. Attached is a screenshot of letter from doctor's office on the KP patient portal.